Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello, everyone. This is Andy, and I'm coming at you with your late February 2021 countdown. Japan Top 10. As we continue our last Listener Appreciation Month episode for this month, February 2021, we hope that you enjoyed all of your Patreon Premium episode releases for this past month. If you have enjoyed all the extra content that you've been listening to, please see our website at jtop10.jp/club for details on how you can join us and our Patreon program. We really hope you do, and there's a lot of wonderful benefits to getting extra content. So, without further ado, let's get into our countdown. At number 10 this week, we have Kimi to Boku no Uta by The Charm Park, which is new on our countdown. I hope you enjoy.
Number 10.
I'm
That, again, was The Charm Park with his song, Kimi to Boku no Uta. The Charm Park is a solo artist who was born in Korea and raised in LA. He has described himself as chameleon-like, having such a diverse background, speaking with his family in Korean and his friends in English and Japanese. This song comes from The Charm Park's new album, Bedroom Revelations, which was released on February 3rd of this month. The album follows a similar format of melancholic songs around the theme of being in your bedroom. Songs like Nap, Until You Fall Asleep, and Wake Me Up are a few examples of this theme. I think it's a super fitting time, and I know a lot of artists have explored similar type themes, obviously with a lot of people still in lockdown or, you know, taking safety precautions, but it has produced a lot of interesting revelations for artists, I think, and obviously The Charm Park is no exception. So I hope you enjoyed Kimi to Boku no Uta. Moving right along, let's get to another new song on our countdown. Number 9, we have Young Japanese by Okamoto's.
Number 9. Jiorama.
Iphone の
けた雨降る東京街が見せるドラマ
Once again, new to our list, that was Young Japanese by Okamotos. So formed in 2006, Okamotos is a Japanese rock band signed with Arioda Japan. The band took much of their influence from famous abstract artist Taro Okamoto and the Ramones from the US. Each band member shares the surname Okamoto, which is obviously the same as their stage name, Okamotos, being each member, Sho Okamoto, the vocals, Koki Okamoto on guitar, Reiji Okamoto on drums, and Hama Okamoto on bass. And actually, there's a lot of other than their obvious talent, as you heard in this wonderful song. The lead singer, Sho Okamoto, was born in New York City and is the eldest son of famous American jazz saxophonist Scott Hamilton. So clearly the musical ties run deep. I really love the idea, the concept that they took some inspiration from Taro Okamoto. He's one of my favorite Japanese artists, and I feel like it comes through, at least in this song. I haven't explored a lot of their other work, but this song, it definitely comes through, and I enjoyed the energy that Young Japanese had, so I hope you enjoyed it too. Alright, let's move right along to our number 8 hit. This is something that I'm sure everyone has been loving still. It is Lisa with Homura, and it's down 7 spots on our countdown this week.
Number 8.
Sari yuku
That, of course, again, was Lisa with Homura. Homura recently broke streaming records in Japan for the most listens to a single song in 1 week. The previous record was held by Niju with Make Me Happy, which had 9,758,407 streams in a single week. Whereas Homura actually beat that record with 16,741,278 streams. That is almost a whopping, my math is not very good, but that is almost a whopping, what, 7 million more? It is incredible. The fans of Kimetsu no Yaiba are strong. So fans, eager to hear more, took to the internet to listen to Homura, the first take, which was the fastest video on their channel to reach 10 million views. Lisa's popularity within the anime song and anime community has actually long been established, as she sang the song Crossing Field for the anime Sword Art Online as well. I know Lisa fans are very, very into anime as well. There's a huge crossover, so, and her voice is so perfect for hyping anybody up for a big anime adventure. Well, let's continue to our number 7 hit this week. It will be Tengoku by Fuji Fabric, which is new on our countdown.
Number 7.
Speaking of anime, Tengoku is the new opening for the hit anime Dr. Stone, which will debut in their season 2. Tengoku is the first single that Fuji Fabric has had since Golden Time in 2019. Fuji Fabric formed in the year 2000 as a rock band and combines a mix of jazz, disco, and progressive rock, which really comes through in a lot of their singles. Originally, the band was known as Fuji Fabric, or Fuji Fabriku, using kanji, the same kanji used for Mount Fuji, as it was named for the former band's drummer's father's shop, which was a textile company. But after moving to Tokyo and reforming the band, the spelling was changed to Fuji Fabriku, which is just the katakana version of that, so not using the kanji anymore. Moving right along, continuing the kind of anime theme. There's no theme, but a little bit of an anime theme. At our number 6 spot is Haruka by the band YOASOBI, and it's up 2 spots on our countdown.
Number 6.
してるよ。
That again was Haruka by YOASOBI. YOASOBI is a musical duo composed of popular producer Ayase and vocalist Ikuda. The band has been known to release songs for Song Entertainment Japan that focus on various novels and book tie-ins. For example, their first song was Yoru ni Kakeru, based on a short story, Thanatos no Yuaku by Mayo Hoshino. It broke 10 million views in 5 months on YouTube and was quite popular on TikTok. Most recently, from their album The Book, they released the song Kaributsu, which became the opening theme song for the second season of the very popular anime Beastars. There's our anime tie-in. This is actually interesting. I watched YOASOBI on Kohaku Utagasen this year, the song competition at New Year's, and their performance was in a library, so all of this like book tie-in and everything, it kind of makes sense to me now. Maybe that's not what they're going for, but I enjoy the afterthought that maybe they really thought it out and were like, we do book tie-ins, we're gonna perform in a library. Okay, well, let's move right along to our number 5 song on this countdown. It is another perennial member of our countdown. It's Official Higedandism with their song Universe, which is down 2 spots on our countdown this week.
Number 5.
Thank you.
That again was Universe by Official Higedandism. Streaming has been the biggest driving force for Official Higedandism's large success in the last few years, with songs like No Doubt and Pretender gaining hundreds of millions of views. Pretender reached 100 million streams in just 23 weeks as well. One of the driving factors behind the success could be the quantity and quality of the tie-ins related to their songs. Music festivals and popular events have many Official Higedandism songs featured within them. Universe has become another extremely popular song from this band, and I'm sure they will continue to grace our charts as well as all of the musical charts here across Japan as well with their hits. Let's mosey along to our number 4 spot on this week's countdown. It is Sora to Ao by Leo Reiri.
Number 4.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nao Daigiri gets her stage name from the popular movie Leon the Professional, but also draws influence from Leo, known from the popular Kimba the White Lion movie, which a lot of people know as the precursor to The Lion King, but I won't go into that. In 2012, Leo made her debut at age 18 with the album Leo. It hit number 2 in the Oricon top charts and skyrocketed her career. She currently has 6 studio albums released, with the latest being Duo, which was released in April 2019. Her most recent song, Sora to Ao, has also become quite popular, and I'm actually happy to see her back. I know that I haven't seen a lot from her super recently, but it's nice to see Nao coming back into her own. At our number 3 spot, it is Tokyo by Narubarichi, another new addition to our countdown.
Number 3.
So beautiful, put the wall and hold to the spooky yard. I did in my head for it. You were my thing, yeah. We're talking, who can it over me? Oh, mercy. I'm in the night, Santa. I can't let this go. My dreams still untold. Love this life in Tokyo. She lets me cry. They say she was you, you were there. Look at it, but I can't let this go. I can't let this go. My dreams still untold. Love this life in Tokyo. She lets me cry. They say she was cheating, cause you were there. Man, so look at that, no kodokute. But what an idea. I'm sorry. I can't let this go. My dreams still untold. Love this life in Tokyo. She lets me cry.
My words are bullets. If they hit you, we hit you. If they don't, it don't. My words are bullets. If it hits you, it hits you. If it don't, it don't. My words are bullets. If it hits you, it hits you. If it don't, it don't.
Formed in 2016, Narubarichi is a five-piece band featuring guitar, keyboard, drums, bass, and vocals. However, only the singer, JQ, Jeremy Quartis, is a consistent member, and many members change depending on the playing style. JQ blends bilingual vocals into his original pop sound, which is why in the song Tokyo there is a much larger emphasis on English than there is on Japanese. In October 2016, they released their first album, Guess Who, which became quite popular at that time. Speaking of another addition, just like Neo, Narubarichi is like a band that I remember following when they first released Guess Who in 2016. And yeah, I'm happy to hear them come back. It's always a soothing and chill kind of vibe to their music. So much appreciated for heading into the spring season. Let's continue to wind down our countdown. At number two, we have Naki Warai no Episodo by Motohiro Hatta.
Number two.
オレンジのクレヨンで描いた太陽だけじゃまだ何か足りない気がした。涙色したブルーこぼれて広がって、ほらいつも通りの空、
誰
Makoto Hirohata began playing guitar when he was just 3 years old and has been singing and writing songs since middle school. He has worked on many anime songs, including the 7th opening for Naruto Shippuden, that song was known as Toume Datta Sekai, and the opening for Itazura no Kiss. He has released 6 studio albums, with the most recent one being Copernicus, released in December 2019. I remember the art direction for Copernicus was really cool, if I remember correctly. I always think that Motohiro Hata has very good visuals. I mean, a lot of acts, of course, have very good visuals, but I always enjoy seeing what he brings to both his nice sultry sound with his guitar and his vocals, but on top of that, the nice art direction that he tends to take. And without further ado, we have reached our number one spot. It is a new addition to our countdown, and it is actually Yorushika with the song Haru Dorobo. I hope you enjoy.
Number one.
Maybe tomorrow will be the same.
That again was Haru Dorobo by Yorushika. Yorushika is a Japanese rock duo consisting of a former Vocaloid music producer, Nabuna, and Sui, a female vocalist. The band is quite secretive, with their logo being a combination of a clock and an eyeball. They have never revealed their faces and have only held two concerts, one in July 2017 and the other in August 2019. The reason for their secretiveness is that they want their audience to listen to their music without any preconceptions and just let the music speak for itself. They have released three albums, with the most recent being Plagiarism from July 2020. I remember, oh gosh, I really miss going to the arcade and playing rhythm games because Yorushika would always come up, specifically, I think, Nabuna, but under the name Yorushika because some of the songs featured Sui in the rhythm games. And I just love the production value, and I love that pop music over, especially, or I should say J-pop music, has grown to incorporate more Vocaloid influences, even more Vocaloid influences. Like, obviously, Kenshi Yonezu started off as Hachi, the Vocaloid producer and everything. So it's really cool to see the strings kind of connect back to other very popular, or well, other forms of J-pop music like Vocaloid, which I think, well, in Japan can sometimes be seen as fringe, but then you see the connections kind of seep back into mainstream popularity, just like in our song here, Haru Dorobo. So, also check out the video, it's beautifully animated. Most of them are, obviously, because the band doesn't show their face, but okay, well, without further ado, I am dilly-dallying, but let's get into our extras. Obviously, everyone is going to get to enjoy our extras this month for our Listener Appreciation Month. And we're going to kick things off with one of my favorite artists. It's a J-pop flashback from one of my favorites, Teresa Teng, with her song Subaru from 1980.
Japan Top 10!
Ah, 星光一路，风起雨，轻轻叹。
Teng Lijiang, known as Teresa Teng, was a Taiwanese singer, actress, and musician referred to as Asia's eternal queen of pop. Teng is considered one of the most successful and influential figures in Asian pop culture of all time. She is credited for bridging a cultural barrier, being the first artist to connect Japan to much of East and Southeast Asia, singing Japanese pop songs in a variety of different languages, many of which were ultimately translated into Mandarin, but also, I believe, Cantonese and other dialects and things. So this song, Subaru, meaning the constellation of Pleiades, was written by Tanimaru Shinji, a Japanese singer-songwriter heavily involved in improving China-Japan relations. Teresa's first Japanese single was released in March 1974. It was No Matter Tonight or Tomorrow, but she actually didn't find huge success until her second single, Airport, which was released in July of 1974. And despite being banned from entering Japan for a year in 1979, she actually went on to win the Singer of the Year at the Japan Cable Awards for her 1983 single, Tsugunai. And I adore Teresa Teng for many reasons, but I think it's just phenomenal that she was able to, you know, be this, you know, cross-country international sensation and really had such a far reach on getting countries and cultures in dialogue with one another, like bringing kind of Enka-styled music and things to other countries where there was maybe similar musical stylings going on, but kind of allowing that dialogue to happen and everything is such a cool and lasting effect on the way that culture and pop culture has really developed in East Asia and Southeast Asia. So, a phenomenal figure. I highly, highly recommend everyone to delve further into the life and stylings of Teresa Teng. Well, without further ado, let's get into our next extra, and we have an anime extra featured for this countdown. It is Nano Daipu with their song Azalea, or Azalea, from 2018. Japan Top 10!
そう奥はないでしょう。
That again was Nanoraipu with Azalea. Nanoraipu formed in 1998. They released 3 singles and 4 mini albums as a duo before signing to Lantis in 2010. The core of the band is made up of Kimiko and Jun Sasaki. When they debuted on Lantis, the band also consisted of bassist Nobuyuki Abe and drummer Shin. Azalea, or Azalea, was Nanoraipu's 19th single and was included on their 5th album, Pippara no Ki no Shita de. The song was used as an opening theme to the Yuri anime adaptation of Citrus. Honestly, I had not heard of or listened to Nanoraipu prior to this song, but I kind of went on a mini journey, if you will, a YouTube rabbit hole of their music, and I really enjoyed, like, it's a flavor of anime music that I haven't listened to for a little bit, and I really enjoyed getting to explore this anime extra via the countdown this time, so I hope you all enjoyed it as well. And sadly, we're coming toward the end of our time together, but I have one last extra for you. It is an offbeat extra. This time we will feature Daisuki by Daoko from 2016. Japan Top 10! That again was Daisuki by Daoko. Delco mixes hip-hop and electronica, which is inspired by both J-pop and Nicki Minaj. She started her career on Nico Nico Doga as Delco, and that was just originally a web nickname for her, actually. Her single with M-Flow, Irony, was the theme song for Himitsu Kesha Taka no Tsume, which was a movie released in 2013. In 2017, she released the ballad Uchiage Hanabi in collaboration with Kenshi Onezu for the animated movie Uchiage Hanabi, Shita kara miru ka, Yoko kara miru ka. Daoko had to actually hide her face until she graduated from high school, as her school forbade their students from entering the entertainment industry. This song, Daisuki, was made with electronic music producer DJ Teddy Lloyd. I know that they've collaborated on a couple of projects, but I remember Daisuki, like stumbling upon Daisuki right before I moved to Japan, and falling in love. I just was obsessed with the sound that Daoko is bringing, like I mentioned before, the hip-hop and electronica mix. It's something that I think is obviously present, you know, in various levels of production in Japanese music, but it was really fresh at the time for me, and I think the song is Maho Kakete or something like that. I loved that song so much. I think it's probably like one of my most played songs on iTunes. but I really appreciate Daoko, and she's actually released some things recently that I definitely think are worth checking out. The music videos that she's put out recently with some animated collaborations with various animators and artists have been really interesting. So I hope you enjoyed Daisuki by Daoko. And sadly, that will bring us to the end of our episode. I really enjoyed it. It was kind of refreshing to be back. I've been doing a lot of wonderful episodes with my fellow hosts on Japan Top 10, and it felt a little strange, a little lonely to be talking, but I was excited to chat with you guys, and I hope you enjoyed our countdown. So I wanted to wrap up with a quick little announcement. So our February Artist of the Month episode for Indigo La End dropped earlier this month in February, and I just wanted to ask, did you enjoy it? Because I hope you did. We will have a continuation with their sister band, Gesu no Kiwami Otome, featured on our next Artist of the Month episode, dropping next month. And I will be back with Ethel to talk about Gesu no Kiwami Otome on that. So please get excited for our next Artist of the Month episode. That will be all for me. I hope you continue to have a wonderful end of winter, beginning of spring. To everyone who celebrated, I hope you had a happy Lunar New Year, and continue to stay safe, and I will catch you on next month's Artist of the Month episode. Until then, jane!
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.